Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Democratic-controlled Senate voted to reject two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports House Republicans impeached Mayorkas in February over his handling of the southern border.
Republicans tried to extend the process today. There were lots of motions being offered and then voted down. Ultimately, the whole thing only lasted a few hours. Afterwards, a DHS spokesperson said the decision, quote, proves definitively that there was no evidence or constitutional grounds to justify impeachment against Mayorkas.
That's NPR's Barbara Sprunt reporting. After the trial ended, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of setting an unfortunate precedent by not following the directions of the House. Democrats hit back, saying they were obligated to set a precedent that impeachment never be used to settle policy disagreements. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been threatening for weeks to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson over his support for additional aid to Ukraine. Sam Greenglass reports from member station WABE that opposition to Ukraine funding has become increasingly widespread on the right.
In deeply conservative districts, like ones represented by Green and Andrew Clyde, you hear a common complaint.
There's too much money going to Ukraine.
That's Allison Brewer, a nurse I met last year in Flowery Branch.
Let's help the people in our country. We have families who are struggling, trying to do the best for their children, and they literally can't when a dozen eggs cost $7.
But Green's rhetoric, like former President Trump's, has also been defensive of Russian President Vladimir Putin. In contrast, Governor Brian Kemp is publicly backing Johnson, writing, quote, Republicans should do their damn job and vote on the important issues facing our nation. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
President Biden is continuing his campaign swing through Pennsylvania. Speaking to a group of steelworkers in Pittsburgh today, the president said he's preparing to impose much higher tariffs on Chinese metal products.
I'm calling on her to consider tripling the tariff rates for both steel and aluminum imports from China.
The Biden administration says the move would safeguard the U.S. from China's efforts to undercut domestic steel manufacturing. Stocks traded lower today on Wall Street. At the close, the Dow was down 45 points. The Nasdaq Composite fell 181. This is NPR News in Washington. More than 100 public colleges and universities are taking part in a day of action led by faculty groups. They're protesting what they say is a war on public higher education. NPR's Sandhya Dirks reports protest organizers say there's been too many recent attacks on academic freedom.
State legislation banning so-called divisive concepts in the classroom and disbanding campus diversity offices and programs are among the threats facing public colleges and universities, says Bethany Latique, a professor at George Mason University in Virginia.
We should be allowed to teach about the history of racism and racialized and gendered oppression without fear of being punished by the state.
She says this wave of political interference curtails academic freedom and suppresses speech on campus. And she says it's unprecedented. She also points out it's happening in GOP-led states. Sandhya Dirks, NPR News.
Two Senate panels held hearings today looking into allegations of safety failures at Boeing. Lawmakers questioned aviation experts and a whistleblower who accuses the aircraft maker of dangerous manufacturing deficiencies. In a report issued back in February, a panel of experts said Boeing's approach to safety remains flawed, despite improvements that were made after the crashes of two jets that killed 346 people. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News. In Washington.